Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio, you guys. I just want to let you guys know, I wanted to hop on real quick to do this Winners is Fake show broadcast because what's happening in Denver, guys, what's happening in a lot of places, let me tell you something. If you are no stranger to ear, you know, you kind of abreast now up to date, or if you're a friend of mine who truly cares about knowing what the fuck is really going on and outside of the simulation, the bubble that we all live in that we call America, y'all, it's fading, okay? The bubble has been popped, okay? So, you know, when it comes to these are all programs, okay? So let's understand there are nature's programs in that they are artificial programs. An example of an artificial program maybe, i.e. money, the money systems and all of that survival shit and all that is not nature. You know what I mean? So let's take that's an artificial program in which a program that was created to dominate and control, you know, the masses. Now, let's take a nature's program. How a flower blooms. Okay? That's a natural occurrence, a nature occurrence that happens naturally and so beautifully and is of fruitful nature to our planet. Okay? Planet Kai, as you say. Our planet Kai or Atlantis. You know what I mean? So, guys, I just wanted to hop on here. Denver is a wonderful example. A lot of shit going on in Denver. Check the airport for, you know, I don't know what's going on down there, but I know it's an activity up under that airport. So, anyway, guys, winter is fake. I please understand that nature is warm. You know, Earth is warm. You know, our climate before Poe stated back before Christopher Columbus, the invasion story, which is a story of how they came through the portals, not on some fucking ships. Well, a ship through from the portal, okay? How about that? So, you know, just please know, all of history is a lie. Believe nothing. That is my quote. Because, you know, and respectfully, you know, I respect everybody, you know, who has taught it, who has, you know, but please know that we are shifting. And with natural occurrence and natural order, you know, the truth must and has to be told now, okay? So enough of the illusions. We're moving past that, and we are going to now, you know, reclaim our thrones, all right? So with that being said, guys, winter is also an artificial program. It was designed to throw off the offset and balance of nature. So what you've been seeing in Denver was a part of the program. It is not supposed to be cold. That close to California, really? Think about it. This particular broadcast is dedicated to two of my honey bunnies, Nikki, Nicole, and Tanya. So I love you guys. I wanted to hop over real quick because I couldn't find the video, but I knew it was in my studio at the radio platform. So I'm going to play this video. This is dedicated to y'all. I love y'all to life. They actually lived in Denver for a long time, and I remember Nikki posting my pictures and, you know, saying the weather and this and that. So I remember that. And Tanya had already lived in Arizona, but Nikki actually moved to Arizona recently. Within the last two years. Anyhow, they know about Denver weather. And Tanya actually just told me that she used to see seashells and seashore. Yeah, Denver, Colorado is just in the backyard. You know, think about it. Has it ever snowed like that in California? You know, when you really go back and look and think about it, shit starts to add up and make sense. So I'm going to first drop Winter is a Program, and also I'm going to drop from Brother Wisdom about the Bebe's kids. You know, we thought it was just a movie. Oh, shit. Okay, I'm probably going to have to just really just only do I'll be back after the winter is fake clip, and we'll see where we're at.
Quick message for you guys. I tried to do a recording, but I got a new hand device, and it doesn't allow a whole lot of recording. You know, I can barely get 18 seconds on it. You know, my MO, I'm going to keep on talking, and you catch everything else on the recording. Just want to spread this message to you guys. You know, we're talking about perpetual motion. Perpetual motion, centripetal force, thermodynamics, entropy. This is the physics of of our planet. This is the physics of our universe, the physics of our bodies. The science is something that we have to get back into, the science, because so many of us have removed ourselves from science. Okay, now the title of this video is Perpetual Motion, Winter is Fake. And what I want to get into is about centripetal force. All right, I'm going to do a more in a detailed video a little later on, but just want to talk about this real quick, because I want to spread this information, you know, because these white folk have literally lied to us all throughout our years, all throughout our days. Okay, so our planet, how you guys doing? Our planet, all right, spins on an axis. Our planet is a sphere. It spins on an axis. All right, and this is the centripetal force, and it's on in the method and the science behind centripetal force. You're talking about a body or an organism that spins. All right, and this spin is tied into an unknown source of energy, or sometimes it's a known source of energy. All right, so the centripetal force, now that you see our planet is on an axis and it spins, its spin comes through perpetual motion. All right, the definition of perpetual motion is an organism or a machine that moves continually without stopping, and it's not plugged into a source of energy, all right, which means that, you know, just like that, you know, when you got that fountain in your house and it's plugged inside the house, that fountain keep going on and on and on, but it's plugged into a system. That is not perpetual motion. Perpetual motion would describe our planet, which continuously moves, continuously spins nonstop. And there is our planet is an organic machine, and it's not plugged into any type of outside source of energy, because it depends on its own energy within itself. All right, that's perfect definition for perpetual motion. All right, now when you have perpetual motion, now you're dealing with entropy. Entropy is the motion of something spinning. All right, now you got the centripetal force, and you got the perpetual motion. The centripetal force tells you that it's spinning, all right, that our planet is spinning. Then you got perpetual motion saying that it's spinning nonstop, all right? Perpetual motion says it's spinning nonstop. And entropy says because of the spin and because of the frequencies outside of it, the outside of our planet that's coming into our planet or whatever, this is causing what they call disorder. In other words, disorder is but chaos. What is the chaos? The chaos comes when you describe thermodynamics. Thermodynamics dealing with the heat, all right, with energy, all right, thermodynamics, you know, so you're dealing with heat. So now you see our planet is in a place of centripetal force linking in to perpetual motion is linking into entropy, and the entropy causing thermodynamics. All right, so understand this: winter is fake. And I'm going to do a more detailed video. It's going to be a video that's, you know, one of those visual videos. But winter is fake. You see, because at the axis, the top of the planet and the bottom of our planet, the spinning, the heat comes from the top and the bottom, and it moves its way to the center. And what happened is, because of the centripetal force, all right, because of the spin, the heat is distributed all throughout the planet, all right? So there is no way that they say, well, wintertime, the planet is furthest away from the sun. That's the lie the white man told. You know, I ain't going to say orcs this time. I'm going to say white man because I need them to understand that I'm talking about them, all right? This is the lie that the white man told. He told us his lie, all right? So what we have here is our planet consistently moving nonstop, which means that there's a lot of energy that's being distributed worldwide. All right? So what do? They spray the sky. They got harp. All right? They have this microwave system that they have designed. And they blanket the sky and cover the sky up, all right? Which, this covering the sky up, and I'm exposing you white people, covering the sky up, what's going on? They're stopping the outside energy within the universe and the cosmos from coming into the planet. Because our planet, as it's spinning, is also pulling in energy from the cosmos, even though it has its own source of energy within it, all right? So the top of the planet and the bottom of the planet are the hottest points, all right? But what they did was they learned how to how to link it to the energy of the planet, all right? Putting these lithium rods into it down deep into the ground, and they can tap into it, and they have these machines, the North Pole and the South Pole, that are constantly running and pushing cold air into the atmosphere. All right, this is their way of controlling the atmosphere. All this stuff is called atmospheric pressure control or atmospheric climate control. That's what it is. So they do this because they need to survive. And then they tell us the lie that it's cold in the north and hot in the south. Now, if you notice in the area where there's like Russia and England and all this area where a lot of these beings live here on our planet, they have literally made it cold. In Russia, they're constantly spraying the sky, constantly spraying the sky. It's like nonstop. It's like, where did they get all this shit from to spray the sky? All right? Because they're trying to not burn up. Because in reality, the top of the planet, because of the centripetal force, we're talking about the science of our planet, because of the centripetal force at the top of the planet, that spin, that energy is literally coming directly from the top and moving down. So when they say that there's a polar blast, they say, oh, well, you know, that's a polar blast, and you're watching, you know, things like Wages World, and you might be tied directly into the NASA site, and you know that there was like this massive, huge CME that came to that came from our universal sun that's on our way to the planet, and you say, okay, I know why they claim that this is that a polar blast is coming, because of CME. The sun just sent out this massive amount of CME. And then what the thing about it is, when that energy comes, the energy hits both of the poles. The energy hit both of the poles, and then that energy is distributed throughout the planet. All right? Which means that winter is fake. Which means that winter never existed. How can you have our planet such a high speed and you have cold air? It's impossible. And now the scientists are saying that the planet is our planet is spinning 20 to 30 times faster than it was spinning last year, which means that it's more heat. But they want us to think that it's cold. So you understand this. So when you see your weekly, they say, well, this is the forecast for the week. This is what they forecast. This is what they say. This is the forecast for the week. Oh, it's going to be 32 degrees this day and 40 degrees on this day and 35 degrees on that day. They're telling you what they desire, the what they call the South. Now, if you look down in Australia, all right, when that polar blast comes and it's extremely, extremely cold, especially those days when they made it like 15 degrees below zero because the sun has sent like this massive, massive amount of energy up. They don't care about their Australian counterparts, you know. They don't care about them. But Australia was burning up, which means that that energy that came from the South Pole hit Australia. And the energy from the sun is pure. That CME and all, that's plasma. Okay, hit a dead zone. What do you guys understand this? You guys understand this? There's no way. All right, so you know, entropy is chaos. All right, is order. Entropy is literally chaos. Okay, so when we're dealing with this entropy, all right, we got this spin, we got the frequencies coming in, and this chaos and disorder is nothing but plasma energy. And we remember we did the video. I did the video on the plasma energy. All right, showing you guys all that stuff that's in the air, all the energy balls that's on the ground. They call it a ball of energy, a ball of lightning, or whatever. That's plasma, and that plasma is literally a byproduct of entropy, or a byproduct of perpetual motion, which means our planet is constantly moving and constantly spinning. And because our planet is spinning on an axis and is linked into its own energy, what happens? It increases its own spin in certain parts of the cosmos. Now, there are outside forces that influence the spin, especially when you come into a part of the cosmos or the universe that has a high magnetic fields. And the higher the magnetic fields, the faster our planet is going to spin, because our planet is also magnetized. Why? Why does it magnetize? Because our planet is 99% plasma. And remember, what did we learn about plasma? Plasma produces magnetism as well as it pulls in magnetism. All right? So the science of our planet, this directly ties into our bodies. Our bodies run on perpetual motion. We're constantly breathing. We're constantly thinking. We're constantly moving around. There's a black cat across my path just now. Wonderful thing. We're constantly moving around. All right? So you understand this. We are nature. All right? We don't have an outside source of energy. We don't have nothing that we're plugged into to make our bodies move, to make our bodies run. So this is the whole science of it all. Perpetual motion. Entropy. Thermodynamics. Centripetal force. Because our planet spins on an axis. It's supposed to be hot all the time. Which means that we, the original people, got to get our stuff together so that we can get ready to destroy their systems. Nobody's going to come out of the sky for us. Nobody's coming out of the sky. We've got to do this ourselves. And once we do, a big difference on the planet. Sometime, the plasma is building up. We talk about, you know, say 2021 is the year of the plasma apocalypse. You got to understand what we're talking about when we say plasma apocalypse, all right? Remember, the word apocalypse literally means to reveal, to disclose, all right? The revelation of it all is what apocalypse means. So the plasma is literally everywhere, all over the planet right now. That's why all these earthquakes are increasing. the earthquakes are increasing and getting more stronger all over the world, all right, because of the increased amount of plasma, because our planet has increased her speed. And since she has increased her speed, therefore, more plasma is being produced. Because you got to remember, plasma is a byproduct of perpetual motion. And entropy is nothing but the chaos. Entropy literally defines the chaos of around plasma. Okay? Plasma is the chaotic energy that is that comes from the spin of our planet. All right? That goes into the cause and effect. Because our planet spins so fast, the effect is this plasma energy. All right? Right? What we say here, yes, is they're trying to use winter to close the layer because the ozone layer is gone, and they have completely stopped talking about it. They said it's fully closed, and they have nothing. Of course, you know, yeah, ozone layer. You got to understand when you're talking about the ozone is a machine. The ozone is a big machine that they created that sent electrical signals, and they had these in different places and sent electrical signals across the world, and there was literally a grid, an electrical grid. But because I'm jumping ahead of myself. It was an electrical grid that went across the sky that literally stopped certain cosmic energies from coming into the planet, right? And that's why they were talking about certain things was destroying the ozone layer. But you know, it wasn't hairspray and all that was destroying the ozone layer. It was, okay. I'm back. That plasma energy is destroying the machinery that they created. So the ozone is literally a machine, a big giant box that sent huge electrical signals into the air. So as that plasma energy rose, it literally just short circuited their ozone layer. Because you know, you got to remember the plasma is free flowing. Remember the video and it showed in Kenner, Louisiana, how the plasma energy literally linked into the power lines and destroyed, you know, just miles and miles of power lines. That was plasma energy that did that. So the same thing that happened with their ozone layer system, and they don't want us to know about that. Okay, so this is the science behind our planet that we've got to understand, and we've been lied to so much. Okay, when you're dealing with the earthquakes, what are the earthquakes? All right, because the planet, you know, I talked about our planet spinning. All right, earthquakes are nothing but humongous plasma discharges that are underground, and they can't say these white scientists can't say, well, earthquake don't happen here. Earthquake, it can happen anywhere, but right now in areas like California, huge plasma deposits out in California. You know, that's why when it was the fire during the time California was burning, they say the fire was coming from the ground. That was nothing but plasma. That's all it was. It was nothing but plasma, because fire is plasma. That's the area is concentrated with plasma. And you got other parts like Russia and all these other parts, huge earthquakes. And these plasma these plasma deposits are which is nothing but concentrated plasma energy, and when something in nature becomes concentrated and it becomes unstable, it has to discharge and boom, it explodes underground, and you got the ground shaking. Those are not tectonic plates. These white folks, they lied. These are not tectonic plates. These are literally plasma. This is literally plasma deposits underground, and they can happen anywhere because our planet is 99% plasma. There's no place that it can't happen. All right. So when we talk about our planet increasing their spin, because they're watching our planet, we're talking about more earthquakes. All right. We're talking about more earthquakes. But what's happening is all that plasma that's underground, all right, is coming to the surface. Everything is coming to the surface. And this plasma, when you talk about that plasma apocalypse, the plasma energy is literally going to be charged in the air everywhere, and it's going to expose everything. All right? So you're going to see our white people as well as our people, so-called black people, those who are not connected within themselves, they're going to become more volatile and more violent. And, you know, a lot of them are not going to understand. They're going to be doing things because that energy is going to rise because they're not balanced within themselves. All right. So this is the whole key point of understanding the science behind our planet. All right. You've got to understand the science behind our planet so you can understand what's going on the planet. All right, and once you understand what's going on the planet, then you can understand where we go from now and where we go from here. All right, remember, our bodies are 99% plasma, which means that we can take huge amounts of plasma. These white people, they can't do it. Their bodies are not equipped with that. So you're gonna have a thing of spontaneous combustion happening. They're not going to report that. You're going to have other things that's going to be happening or whatever. You know, we already saw what happened, all the sun burning, all that. So they want to cover the sky and try to hide our planetary sun. We have a universal sun. We have an atmospheric sun. So they want to try to hide the atmospheric sun because the atmospheric sun works directly with our universal sun. All right? Just like our moon. You know, we learned on that video that about plasma, that our moon is nothing but a ball of plasma, all right? And it was impossible for these white folk to go up on the moon, because if they would have stepped foot on the moon, their bodies would have literally disintegrated. They would have just turned into ashes because of plasma energy. That's why our moon illuminates at night, because it has its own source of energy. It's not an outside source of energy. Like they say, we've been lied to. The moon illuminates at night because the sun is shining on the moon. No, it doesn't illuminate at night because the sun is, our moon is a ball of plasma, and that plasma is charged up. All right, you get that plasma discharge, and when you have that discharge of plasma energy, it illuminates. So in the absence of the sun, the moon is there, and it illuminates. That's all. Because our sun is plasma, our moon is plasma, our planet is plasma, we're plasma. All right? So we're dealing with these four mechanisms. Centripetal force, the spin of our planet, spins on an axis. All right? Has its own axis that it spins on. Centripetal force. And because of centripetal force, we have perpetual motion. So our planet is spinning on the axis, and perpetual motion says it spins and spins and spins and spins and spins, and it never stops. From perpetual motion, we have entropy, which is that chaos. And that chaos brings forth thermodynamics, which is, you know, your volcanoes, your earthquakes, even the meteors that are coming in, because the meteors are being drawn by the high magnetic fields that the plasma energy is producing. So you guys understand, we get into the science of our planet, because we got to get back into science. All right. So I'm going to do a more in-depth video a little later. And I got to get in here and get me some rest, because I had a long day at work. But just wanted to share that with you guys. Okay. So I hope you guys take this to heart and get deeper into science, because this is where we got to go. All right, we got to, you know, forget about the election and all the stimulus check and all that. That means nothing. All right, that means nothing. When we get into science and get into the science of everything, we start understanding why things happen the way they happen. Winter is fake. Winter is a manipulated program that was created where they manipulate the atmospheric temperatures. There is no such thing as winter, because of the centripetal force of our planet. All right, the top of the planet and the bottom of the planet spinning on the axis, and that heat that's being produced is coming straight to the equator. All right, so the heat is coming straight to the equator. All right, and what happens is is literally designed to keep everything tropical, all right? Because our entire planet is a tropical planet. You know, that's why you look in the north and say, well, there's a plant that grows there, and that plant only can be seen as in some of the tropical areas. The whole planet is tropical, all right? And this is the time everything in nature it should be returning now. And our planet is increasing the spin, and that's because, you know, even I was watching Wages where they say the scientists say we're in a different part of the universe right now, and it's high magnetic fields, and the magnetic fields are getting greater, which means the spin of the planet is going to get faster, which means that it's as the so-called year goes by, the spin of the planet gets even faster. The plasma energy is going to become more volatile, and we're going to see a lot of things in the atmosphere. We're going to see a lot of things happening. All right. Everything is designed around energy, right? So you see all this chaos going on with Washington, D.C., all that, just charge it to the plasma because the plasma energy is rising, guys. All right? So if you guys didn't catch the beginning of this here, catch it on the recording, all right? I got to go. Go get me some rest. All right. And as usual, all power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever. And remember, you know, our planet is not supposed to have winter. It's not supposed to be wintertime anywhere here on the planet. That's the biggest lie they ever created. That's the biggest thing that they ever did was created this winter lie. And there's going to be a more in-depth video on how things work. The mechanics. I'm going to show a video on the mechanics of everything. This is an oral video, but I'm going to show a video on the mechanics of how everything works the way it works, right? So you can get a visual in your mind. All right, guys. Power to you all. Check you later. Glad you're here, and catch you on the next video around. All right, power to you all.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. I love that song. That song is called The War Must End. So, guys, thank you. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you, got something out of that, guys. Please understand, his YouTube channel is Remedy H, R-E-M-E-D-Y-H, okay? His name is Brother Wisdom, Black Dude, Dreadlocks. You know, make sure you go and subscribe to his channel and listen to his videos. A lot of great information. That's truly only if you're ready to get outside of the bubble. A lot of us are not really ready. A lot of us benefit, you know, from this I call it the matrix, but truly this computerized simulation that we are in. A lot of y'all like it, and that, hey, no judgment, none of that. You know what I'm saying? But we just have to keep it real, and we do not want people to cry when you start to see that your bubble has been busted and all the conspiracies, conspiring stories that we've been telling you over the years, now it's crunch time, now it's happening, and you cry. You know, we can actually, if that's your way, you know, of doing it, great, guys. I say this to say that now is the time that we must be paying attention, and we have to seriously start to think about, do we want to continue to stay with the boat? Because, see, we can't straddle the fence. You can. Let me say that. Let me not tell you what you cannot do. You can. But straddling in the fence, guys, is going to get you, you know, caught up, you know, probably in some stuff that you really don't want. And that's note to self, too, because I straddled the fence on a few things, too. Don't think that I... There's a lot of shit I don't want to let go, you guys, both said and unsaid. So you're not alone. You know, we're all in this together, but the intention and premise of this particular broadcast was to bring you the awareness that even winter, what we thought it was a program the whole time. So study hard and all that stuff. But, Titania and, Nikki, honey, so Denver, Tanya, you were correct. Denver, that whole thing, yeah, winter was a whole program, baby. Tell your dad. But love y'all. And here is what you could do, a suggestive, you know, as far as to get out. You know, we got to be the baby kids. We got to tear this motherfucker up, as Brothers of Wisdom says. So I'm going to go out with Baby's Kids. You can hang up now if you wanted to just listen to The Winner's Fake, but we'll go out with this, guys. Till next time, love you all. All right, peace.
Brothers and sisters, it's Lesser Energy. It's Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Baby Kids. And myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion. And, you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Baby Kids and how the movie was so significant. But because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now you see, Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris. You know, Mother Nature rest his soul. You know, they did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave $20, 2, which is a symbol of angelic energy, 3 is the symbol of Trinity. But it was 4 children in all, so 4, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with baby kids, it was showing us that you had this Robert Harris girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says. Oh, if the police get behind you, you got to do this. You know, if they take you to court, you got to do this. You got to pay this. This is what they were. Baby kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, such, such. You gonna do this and do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded? You know, how many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know, that you can count on your hand. But it's a whole lot more who caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind. And their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them. And they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route. Okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got to have a free heart. My people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do, what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free and say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. I saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we're letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, the two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters, because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who she, he or she is. all these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burned the shit. He burned it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. And this is how we need to be. This is not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset of, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution, or some seed holding place, where they have all of our seeds. And I think it was like three different areas, and one or two of them got flooded out. And I think they have one left, where they have all of our seeds. So there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just
There was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large-sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this org government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a price on the meteors. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size meteors that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The meteor strike that happened in Brazil. And these org bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it. We can do it. No. We got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have been talking about, oh, you can vote for Trump. You can vote for Biden. You can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen. All of them, they're all pedophiles. So think about it as we have an enemy among us and we have to be the baby kids and we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up and fuck them up also. Because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership. Because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. And just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that, you hold your hands up, you say, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah, we got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orc beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. And we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one, the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? You start cutting the tails off, That head gonna turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head gonna turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak, because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace, because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. Got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos. Chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Chaos to you all.